Okay. Yeah, I think since three of us are here, so I think that we can probably just start.
Okay.
And Jenna, just to introduce myself really briefly, I am Ariel, and I have been with ICANN since February this year. My main responsibility is to support the policy development for at large, and I work closely with the ALAC leadership. And then on my side projects, one was the social media project of at large, and then earlier this year I did a presentation to Jim and also Natalie. And then from September this year, we kick off the website revamp project, so I'm leading from the at-large staff side. So this is a very brief background of me, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you in LA, because next week the policy department will have a retreat there, and I think we will meet you face-to-face for one of the sessions. And I will just kick off the meeting with a presentation, and it's going to be quite brief, and then we can have enough time for Q&A. So first we'll talk to you about the background of this website revamp project, and then I will present you the sitemap that me and also the product team have been working on, and then also several examples of the wireframes that we produced. So very briefly, the website of At Large came into existence in 2005, and it was launched by community members, and in 2007 it was brought in-house and managed by At Large staff. But over the years, the website has experienced consistent low adoption, and because the information is very cluttered and disorganized. And in 2012, the community asked for revamp, and the product team had an interview project across the community just to understand why that website is not effective. But then somehow the process stopped, and this year in September, we finally could kick off the revamp project, and the team is composed of me and Heidi from At Large staff, Steve Elson from the ICANN product team, and then later on Laura Benford will be more involved in the second phase of the project. And then from the community side, we have Alan Greenberg, who is the current ALAC chair, and Olivier Crippen-LeBlanc, the former ALAC chair, Steph Anat Tilaksing, he is the chair of the technology task force. So these three people, they're very involved in the whole project. And externally, we work with Column 5, which is the designer that produced the wireframes and also style guide. And in the second phase of the project, we will bring in the developers, and they're going to be ICANN IT staff. So that's the very quick overview of the team component. And our goal is to increase traffic by at least 200% for the site. And as you can see from this graph, right now the site only have about 1,000 to 2,000 visitors per month, and it's very embarrassing in a way. And then the orange dashed line you see is the traffic that GNSO site is experiencing. So we want to at least match what GNSO site's performance, and hopefully better. So that's the goal. And the challenges we face, there are two sides of it. One is just the sheer volume of the website. I'm going to paste the URL in the chat, and then if you have a chance, you can take a look at it, and then you can just see it's very cluttered and so much information, and it's very overwhelming. And then the second difficulty is the difficulty to understand, to navigate this information. So the site is not very organized, and it's just not very intuitive for visitors to look through. So after a series of analysis, we understand the two audiences we want to target for the site. One is newcomers. They are mostly curious about what At Large does and have an interest in internet policy, but doesn't really know exactly what our community do or even what ICANN does. And that's the first target audience. And the second one is more the experienced community members. And when they use the site, they want to go down to the business quickly, and especially in the policy advice development work of At Large. And on this graph, you can see they also have some shared interest that the website could produce. One is the website can help them research certain policy topics matter to end users. And second, the website can also help them follow the news about the community. So these are the overlapped needs for these two target audiences. So with this understanding in mind, I'm going to show you the site maps that we have produced so far. So from homepage, you can see that we have a five pages on the top level. One is about, one is the news media, and our work, get involved, and community. And the reason we have these five on the top is to cater to both the needs of both target audiences. As you can see, about is more for the newcomers, and our work is more for the experienced members. And then under the top level pages, we have some subpages that have much more details. So under About, we have a page about who we are, what we do, and how we do it. That's just to give newcomer more concrete understanding how At Large works. And then under Our Work, we have a subpage about topics, which I will show you the wireframe later on. That's about different policy issues matter to end users, and we want to provide a more educational opportunities for visitors to read. And then also there's another subpage under Our Work is the policy advice development. That's more like an archive page that has all the past statements that the ALAC issues. So these are under Our Work. And there's another top level page called Community. That's more like a one-stop shop for everything you need to know about the people in the community. And so as you probably already know, the community is at different levels. The bottom is the ALSs, and then the second level is the RALOs, and then the top level is the ALAC. So we want to have a landing page for each level of those communities so they can write their stories there and for visitors to explore. So these are the site maps. And on this page, you can see how some of the potential track or paths for the target audience when they navigate the site. The blue ones represent the newcomers, and the pink ones represent the seasoned community members, and the purple ones represent their paths may overlap in those areas. So, do you have any questions so far about the site map?
Go ahead.
I'm just going to ask quickly, who did you talk to when you did the survey? I saw some quotes. So
yes,
do you know who you talked with, and were they all sort of current ALAC members?
Right. Yeah, the survey was done in 2012. And the product team interviewed about 13 people, and they're mostly they're not all ALAC members, but some are RALO leaders.
Right.
Some are RALO.
Ariel, this is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi. Jim, basically they were like Cheryl, Dev, Tajani, the people that were really the heavy users of the website. And
right.
Well aware of what was needed. Long-time users, basically.
Right. And it seems to me now, I had sort of lost track where the ALAC website was, but again, this seemed to be, I mean, I remember talking with Mark about this a couple of years ago, and so you're saying that this just kind of fell off everybody's plate and is now back on? Is that basically what has happened?
Yeah, so what happened was there was little budget, little resource, bandwidth in terms of the web admin team, sort of just floundered and went nowhere for some time, for many years. And then now this time, Chris Gift had pretty significant budget, and it was just time. And I credit Ariel and Steve for moving this along as well.
Right. Okay. Thanks. I'm sorry, Jenna.
You said the survey was done in 2012. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's a couple years old, so I would, because the primary traffic problem that you're having is not people that are already using it, it's the fact that you want more people using it, right?
Right.
So, I don't know, I would just suggest that the issue is not with people that are already using it, because if you're getting feedback from people that are already using it, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll drive more traffic.
Right. In fact, we took that consideration in mind, and due to the time urgency, we were not able to do another qualitative or quantitative research about this website. So, and then also because I'm quite new in the at-large team, and now I look at the website from a newcomer's perspective, and so through discussion and also the collaborative work that we had with the team, we come up with these two target audience and what their needs are, and this was agreed upon through all of us. And then when we did this presentation in ICANN 51 with a broader at large audience, they're also happy with what we proposed based on these analysis. So unfortunately, we couldn't do another interview or survey, but we based on the. But so far, with our rationale, support this design, and so shouldn't be a big issue.
Does this map with the project that Laura is working on?
This
Laura Bangford, is this part of this part and parcel of their web roadmap?
So Steve, Elson, and Laura, they're in the same team, and Steve created this map, and I was I actually worked with Steve on the whole design for the map and the path. So and then Laura is in the loop of this whole project. She was not very involved in the phase when we're developing the map and the wireframes, but now she's getting much more involved in the second phase about bringing developers and also help develop content. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, so now I'm just going to show you some of the wireframes that we have produced. I'm going to make this a little bit smaller so we can all see. Okay, this is the homepage. So I'm just going to scroll down and you can see quickly how it looks like. It's not the final design, and we're still in the process of revising the structure. But as you can see from the top, we have this box. We are a large community. That's a place we want to put a hero text and also maybe a shortened version of the mission statement just to catch people's attention. And then on the site, get started, that's the section that cater to the newcomers. And then we will place three most important pages they must read. And then in the main section of this, the homepage, our vision is to actually divide the homepage into rows, and then each row represents one area of at large work. And so what we think, there are three major areas and that the work that at large does. One is policy advice development. The second one is outreach activities. The third is capacity building. So in the main section for these roles, we will have some type of an infographic to give people a kind of a broader understanding what those work means, and then prompt them to click those infographics that take them to the detailed page for those type area of work. And then on the right side row, the right side column, we will put the latest for each area of work there. So what you see right now is not really accurately reflect our vision so far. So for example, in the row of at large at work, on the right side column will be the latest statement that at large is developing at the moment, or the ones that just get ratified. So we feature some of the latest of policy advice development on the right side. And then for outreach, we will probably have some latest news about, for example, the CROP event or the newly accredited at-large structure. So we'll put the latest on the right. And then after those three main areas of work, we'll have another row about the calendar. So on the left will be the calendar view. On the right will be an agenda view of a certain day. And then the last row will be a social media row on the homepage. So basically, we don't really want to have a lot of written text on the homepage. And the main purpose is just to let people click and then take them to the next part of the website. So that's the wireframe for the homepage. And then another wireframe I want to show you is the topic wireframe. That's the page that we want to present all the policy topics that matter to end users, and then provide this as the educational opportunity for newcomers. And then we'll look a little bit like some very popular social media platform, and then with those inside those boxes, then we will have a one sentence or two sentence that give an overview of the topic. And then we will prompt the visitor to click, and then they can read the detail of those topics. So the next is an example of the detailed topic page. So on that page, we will have a section just to give a brief background of this topic. And maybe we'll even write a little bit more than just that to probably include a timeline how this topic evolved over years, and then maybe we'll add another paragraph why it matters to end users. So it will look like a blog post for that topic on this page, and then to make it more useful, we will have some ALEC statement that was written for this topic added on that page, and some additional resources for people to explore. So that's an example for the details topic page. Do you have any questions so far about the first three wireframes? Okay. So I'll just keep going. And this is another wireframe that we're thinking is called What We Do. And this is more catered to the beginners and newcomers, just to showcase the three areas of at large work. So on the top, we'll have a very brief introduction, it's more like reiterate the mission statement and summarize the three areas of work we want to feature below. And then we'll divide the page into three rows again, and each row features one part of the work that at large does, and then you can click the Get Involved hyperlink there, and that will take you to a detailed page that tells more information about this area of work. And then what I want to feature is this role, outreach. So, for example, like under outreach, we have different components that Lodge does to serve the outreach purpose. One can be the RALO showcase, another can be the community regional outreach program. So we want to make these boxes all clickable, and then the visitor, they can just explore by themselves and then read in details about those different components of outreach work. And so we think in this way will help them to navigate the site more easily and have a very quick understanding of the major area that at-large works on. So this is another wireframe. And then the last one is get involved. That's more like index page that we want to have that shows people every different kind of items that they can get involved in the community. So, of course, policy, outreach, and capacity building, there will be three, the main big categories. But then there's also other parts like membership, communications, and ICANN meeting participations. We also want to let them understand how they can get involved in those areas. And then we try to think as comprehensive as we can to figure out the subcomponents of those categories. And then if you click on each of the tiles, that will take you to another general content page that people can read in detail about those components of work or activity. So that's the last wireframe, get involved. So this is a general content page. It doesn't need to be like this all the time with, you know, big tiles in the section one and paragraph section two. We just want to show you these are the elements that we can add to the page, and then we can order them based on different content. So when we write, for example, a page about drawing a working group, like teach people how you can join a working group, and that's one way to get involved in the community. If we click that tile, join a working group, on the get involved page, that will take you to a general content page like that. And then we can just be creative and put relevant information there. So these are all the wireframes that we I want to feature at this point, and we are still in the process refining some others. So, Jen or Jim, do you have more questions about the wireframe?
Well, I guess the question now is you have to populate it with content.
Yes.
So everybody is pretty happy with the wireframe. I mean, you have shared this with others. And so.
Yes. So far, in the team, all the members in the team, they're happy. And they still, Alan has some suggestions, and when I talked to Steve and Laura, they said when we bring the developer, we can refine the wireframe. So this is not set stone, so we can still revise it. So they're happy with the general direction we're going.
Who is taking care of the website now?
Actually, each of the large staff do something on the website. For example, I take care of the correspondence page, which is, I'm going to put on the AC room. It's, just one second. Okay, the correspondence page is the place we publish all the ratified ALAC statement. And so whenever we have a new statement come out, I will talk to the web admin and tell the web admin what to post on that page and what to have to include. And then Natalie, she is responsible for updating a large structure applications. And then Heidi also works on the home page, and whenever after each meeting we have some spotlight story, and then Heidi will contact the web admin to update that section. We basically only update very small area of the website, and then we work with the web admin on that.
Okay.
Jenna, do you have questions about the wireframes?
I don't. I've seen these before. Laura did a demo to us on this separate web project that we're doing. So I've seen these. I've seen this template. I saw it a few weeks ago.
Okay, great. So now it leads to the next part of this call is about web content development. I'm just going to show you quickly. I did a very rough estimate how much we have to write for those new web pages. And as you can see, some of the major web pages, they don't need a lot of text, but the ones that have very detailed breakdown, they will need quite a lot of writing. For example, the topic page, if we want to have a page about internationalized domain names, IDN, that topic, then you can see on the AC room, this is what I envision. For that page, on the top, we need a summary of this policy topic, and then we will need maybe a one or two paragraph that give a concrete example, because this concept is kind of abstract. And then maybe we need a few other paragraphs that delineate the history of this topic, and then another paragraph about why it matters to end user interests. So then for that page, it will be kind of a quite a long blog post, that type of format. And then we need to develop at least 10 to 15 such pages because there are so many topics that at large has worked on. So that's one rough estimation for topic. And then another big part of the website that need a lot of writing is the Get Involved page. So for the landing page itself, it's quite brief. We only need short phrases and sentences, but then for each component that people can get involved, we need more elaborate writing and detailed breakdown to teach them how to get involved. So, and the rough estimation is we probably need 30 pages for that. So, I haven't really done a project like that, planning the whole content development. So I think you guys will be a great people to ask for advice how to plan out this whole project. So.
Well, Jenna, you want to go first?
I'm really wondering how this is how this fits into the separate web project that that is being led by Chris Gift and Duncan and David Olive in terms of the various websites and the traffic problem. So, because there is a thought of, there is some recommendations that will be coming out of that group about what to do about some of these sites that are not getting a lot of traffic. Whether there's, I don't want to actually presuppose any recommendations, so I'm just wondering how that fits in with the timeline for this one, I guess is my big question.
Has Jenna, has Laura been involved with that with Chris?
Yeah, so it's myself, Laura, Chris, Ashwin, Duncan, David Olive, and Sally.
Right.
And you know, we submitted an initial deck to this group, Laura and myself, in regards to just the metrics of the various websites. And then the second part that we're reviewing in a couple weeks is the workflow and how content gets posted to the site and how some of it is, you know, in backlog and how what gets centralized and what doesn't get centralized. So I'm just wondering how that the outcome of whatever happens in terms of recommendations impacts this project, which is really important, of course, because there was that issue of how do you get more volunteers in at large, how to get more people interested in it. One obviously visible vehicle is the site. So I guess that's a question for me to ask the group, how does this map with this, or does this just carry on?
So, Janice, I'm going to attempt to respond a little bit to that. My understanding from what I've heard from Laura is that, yeah, the at-large website is seen as the model for this. This is the meetings that took place right at the end of the LA meeting, is that right?
Yes.
I remember our meeting, we had another meeting right next door to it, so I saw it was sort of happening. So I've heard from Laura several times that the at-large website revamp is really the model for the other sites. So I've not heard the traffic issue, but I have heard that the at-large, you know, the revamping of the at-large website is going to be used as a model for the other ACs, SOs, and SGs who wish. So if that answers your question, I've also jabbered David, but I think I'm not getting a response yet.
Yeah, they were saying it as a template for how to improve the homepage. I'm more wondering about the issue of traffic, how to drive more people to the site. But I mean, sounds like it. I mean, it's a great project. It's a big project for sure that you guys are working on. And when it says here the need to develop about 30 pages, my always concern is who kind of is there the bandwidth to support. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you think of that part.
That's what we'd like to talk with you a little bit.
Yeah. That's the big nut of, like, who, because it just off on a tangent, the regional folks also want, like, regional pages, right? So they're doing this, working on this project to have regional pages within the ICANN site. But always the question is who's going to update it, right? Because obviously the content mm-hmm. has to be refreshed and made to look interesting on the homepage and the other parts of the page. And that's a big one to cross.
Correct. So, what have you heard then? Yeah, we're really looking at the main ALAC work at the moment versus regional pages at the moment. Eventually we'll get there, but right now we have the wikis that people use for the regional.
I'm just talking about the regional separate from at large. I was just using that as an example that they're going through the same issue of having more having a revamped site for them, non-at large stuff. And I was just wondering about because they were having the same issue of like who's going to do the update. So I know you have a lot of content stuff in there, and I'm wondering if there's a plan for just the resources, how you get that stuff updated in a timely manner. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah, I understand.
Given the backlog of all the stuff that the web, what web admin has, not just like the web team in terms of the development team, which is Laura's team, in terms of, I'm just talking about the web admin team in terms of getting things updated quickly. You know?
No, I
understand. That's something just to think about. I mean, this is a great project, and I would just worry about resources.
So as the email from Ariel mentioned, you know, we'd like to explore a little bit on how, you know, we could collaborate with your team on writing and on helping us with some of the content. You know, we'll do a lot of it, but, you know, we're just wondering to what extent, you know, we could call upon your assistance for this.
To do the updating?
No,
or,
to do
or
in the, help
in
us
the,
with
in the pre-project, in the launch
correct.
Phase. Thing.
Correct. Up towards the beta part.
Right.
You know, we don't expect a lot of it to be updated. You know, a lot of it's going to be something that was going to be more descriptive, and then some of it will be, you know, I'm not saying not a lot, but there will be parts that are updated and some that will hopefully be descriptive enough so it can be a little bit static.
Yeah, just to add to what Heidi said, in fact, most of the content I put on the table, they're static information, like get involved, our work, the topic details. They're pretty much the pages that we write once, and now we just kind of forget about it for a while. So it's more like a one-time effort.
What is the did I miss this in terms of the timeline? Like, what is your ideal timeline for this?
Right. So for the beta site launch, we aim to launch that during ICANN52. But we don't aim to have a very polished, complete beta site. It's just to show the a large community this is, you know, how the site will look like in a more concrete manner, and now we can continue populating the content on the site. So ICANN52, we launched the beta site. That's the goal.
Got it. I don't know what you think, Jim. My concern is before ICANN52. Do you know what I mean? Just thinking about all the, you know, the projects that you're working on, and thinking the projects that I'm working on, I'm wondering if I can properly help. I will try and help as much as I can, but I just worry that with some of the new things that we're doing for ICANN52 that I personally won't have time. That's my only concern, that I won't have, like, a lot of time, and I want to, you know, I don't want to kind of be half-assed helping you guys.
How much do you think needs to get done before ICANN52? I mean, you've got, for instance, you have topic details. You need to develop 10 to 15 such pages on how many different topics?
Maybe we will, realistically speaking, maybe we'll have only two or three topic details.
So I think you should target what you would like to get done by ICANN52 to put up the beta.
Okay.
And then, you know, I think because this is your neighborhood, you would need to go through and do the rough draft of all of this. I don't know if there is a budget at all to get any outside help with this either. Heidi, I don't know. I mean, I guess I should be aiming that towards you.
It's not our budget. So it's Chris's budget.
Okay.
And I know... you know, it's tight because we had to go out to get an outside company to do the wireframes, the initial wireframes. But now I know that they're going to bring people in-house. But the issue is that we don't really have people in-house that can do the actual content. And you know, we've reached out to you to see if you would have someone on your team, maybe James even, or others that could do some, you know, work with Ariel and myself to do some of the content. You know, at least draft, so we can then have something to go as a start. You know, some of the more basic things, like the get involved, you know, the about, things that, you know, you might be able to help with.
Well, see, that's where I'm thinking, since this is, these are issues and topics and involvement issues that you guys are working with all the time, it would be... To me, it would be easier for us if you gave us something to work with rather than to initiate all of these pages. For instance, how to breakdowns, our mission, at large history. Now, I know probably a lot of that information is already on the other site. I think to cut to the chase, this is something that we're going to have to sit down with Duncan and talk to you about this. I'm not sure, because James is being pulled in a couple directions, as is now. And since Jan is working, working on ICANN52, I'm working on a lot of the transition and accountability stuff. I'm just wondering if it would make sense to bring somebody in short term on a contract basis, and then, of course, who would pay for that. But the only
other thing, sorry to interrupt, Jim, is that, you know, some of the topics that we see here, as Jim mentioned, exist elsewhere, right? So some of it is just kind of that content being repurposed and packaged in a different way for your site. And I'm wondering if there is some kind of overlap with I think I mentioned to you, Heidi, you know, this new deck template we're doing for ICANN. So there'll be a new deck template, which will be ready for ICANN well before ICANN 52. But within that new template, we're also creating content for some of these things that you're talking about, like the if you go down, like the if you go down on your slide where it says like the mission and what is ICANN, we're going to be building kind of those modular slides. So I'm wondering if there's a way that, you know, we can repurpose that content for the site.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Jenna. I think that's something we could do in the run-up to Singapore. So yeah,
because we can do that. Like, because I'm already doing that. Like, so I have to do it in a, you know, because that's one of the things that everyone said they wanted. Like, if they could just have these modular slides, which are those evergreen kind of things that don't change, like history of ICANN and you know, history of internet and what is ICANN and da 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 da, you know, those things. And that the designer that I'm working with, they'll do the slides, obviously, with the content that I provide them, put them in an easy way. And maybe there's stuff that we don't have to recreate the wheel. We could just use that stuff and kind of repurpose it for your site. Do you know what I mean? Kind of bang off.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. We don't really want to reinvent the wheel. We want to basically just update it. So, you know, if, you know, you know, looking at some of the beginner's guides, you might be able to get some of the text from that, just update a little bit. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
So what I can do is, and Jim, if you think this is okay, like since I'm doing that stuff anyway, so those slides, I'll share with you guys some of the content that I'm providing to the designer and the journalist that are working on the template. There's a data journalist and a designer with the company that I'm using. I can provide you with that information and say, is this kind of aligning with what you're thinking? Do you know what I mean? Like, including if there's stuff that you think is missing or that you guys want to include, then does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes. If you're asking me, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think also would help, as I said, if you can get specific into almost like a line item of things that need to be done that are more ALAC, aside from what Jana was talking about, the more ALAC-specific content that needs to be developed. And so you almost have a checklist of, you know, this is done, this is done, this is done. So we can, and so, you know, look at the end game, what you hope to achieve by Singapore, and work backwards and just do a line item of all the projects. And we'll just see how many different things need to be written and whether we can do it in-house, or whether we need to help bring somebody in to work with you guys.
Okay, so RL, could you, I mean, I think this is all a great project management ideas. So, yeah, if we could get a little bit more specific on what pages, you know, which pages need to be updated, et cetera, RL. And what, you know, what we could also do is the beta does not need to have that much up. So if you would have more time post 52, I mean, that maybe that would help as well.
It would totally help, because then we could coincide that with the other project with that we're doing with the at-large, you know, those all-in-one kind of things that we're doing. Do you know what I mean? We can kind of dovetail to make sure that we're, in terms of look and feel and content, and then it matches with what you want to put on the site. Did that, Heidi?
Perfect,
you know I mean?
Perfect. Yeah, that's great.
The only other thing I was going to say is just something to keep in mind, and this is just a suggestion, completely up to you guys, is because I know you have a lot of, like, you want 10 to 15 pages and da 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 da. I think you got to think about how much content you're putting in there and how much people are actually going to read. You know, try and think of keeping things short and brief and bite-sized, just because, you know, what we've seen from the traffic and how people are traveling through the site is they don't dig deep into it. So if you keep things kind of user-friendly and short and pithy and interesting on the first page, they may go travel deeper into the site, but even to travel deeper into other pages. And if they go into deeper pages, they have to have that same kind of thing, because putting more content doesn't make necessarily people come, making it easily to refresh, and putting stuff that's short does. You know what I mean? So just something to keep in mind when you're planning out the content.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. Pithy is always good. I like that.
And
also what we could do is, yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I was just going to say, and aside from just text content, think of the various types of content you might want to use. Do you want to use a video? Do you want to have introductory, you know, welcoming message? Do you want to have podcasts? Do you want to, you know, I know you're going to put photos up here. So just, you know, just give the display of different types of content you'll be offering aside from text.
Okay, that is a great idea. So, for example, I mean, we could use some of our existing podcasts, but now that we have new leadership and we have a really good executive team, actually, I wonder if would we be able to do some sorts of introductory videos on topics in Singapore and then just post them there. So I like that short opening text on what the topic is, get a little, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute video and stick it in there. I mean,
sure.
Would you be able to help us with that?
Yep, I think
okay,
so, yeah.
Okay, and they love that, and they love that. We could even get people with various languages.
Mm-hmm. One thing I will say about videos, I mean, if you're doing, like, a lot of those introductory videos, in terms of having people click things, having a great pitch, having good pictures get more clicks than the video if the videos
yeah.
are really long.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know, a lot of the videos, you know, if you're doing, someone doing a sit-down interview, and if it's long, it won't necessarily get clicked on a lot, but having dynamic pictures that people can just click on, interesting graphics and, you know, tend to get, again, a bit more traffic and a bit more interest. Just something to think about.
Okay, what's a dynamic photo? Can you give me an example?
Well, something interesting that they can look at as opposed to, like, a room. Do you know what I mean? Like, a group, like, you know, when you're thinking of when even for ICANN 52, and something that we should think about is, for some, getting some really cool at-large photos of you guys doing stuff that's not sitting in a room listening to a presentation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
We have to think of that before ICANN 52, and then with the photographer plan, something else we can do. Like, you know, that fun group shot that you guys have, just with something a little more, you know.
We can do that. We can maybe, you know, Ariel is good at going back and looking at, you know, identifying photos from past meetings. We can look at the summit photos. There were a lot taken there, so that would be a unique time. And also, we're starting a series of capacity-building webinars on various topics, you know, policy development in at-large or in ICANN, IAN stewardship, you know, all, you know, everything. And maybe we could link those, you know, what you were talking about, short description, and then put that link to that video. You know, do you want more? Do you want to find out more? You know, listen to this webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And these webinars are actually going to be taught. It's much more of a 20-minute presentation, questions, and then an interactive, answering questions at the end of that as well. So it's like a lecture. It's like a classroom lecture.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just use those as well.
Yeah, and then getting back to the photos, you know, your group has more fun than all the other groups combined, I think. So, and certainly from all your Rollo events as well at the meeting. So there's a lot of I think there would be a lot of good photos to choose from.
Okay. Ariel, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm happy with all the suggestions. And also the table I showed you is mainly the text content. I didn't include other, like, multimedia
okay.
or picture content. So I definitely know it's key to have a lot of, you know, variety of content types to make the page effective.
Yeah.
So, and I think by ICANN 52, if you just have a few more or less refined pages
mm-hmm.
and then some rough draft of certain detail page just to give people understanding where we're going, then I think it's
then you
good.
Can build from there.
Yes, and then after ICANN 52, we can put more time into developing the rest of the content.
Okay.
So.
Hey, Jana, what's the timeline for the broader project that you're working on?
Well, you know what? I don't know. There's not. We meet every 2 weeks. So we had the first meeting, if you want to say the inaugural meeting, the day after ICANN 51, and then we had our first meeting last week, where Laura presented the metrics part of the various websites. So it's not just about at large; it's like ICANN.org, the GDD website, or starting new GTLB. GNSO site, all those sites, and the work that the web team does to support those. And then this next meeting we're having is in 2 weeks to talk about the part of the presentation that I did, which is about the workflow, how content gets on the site, so what, you know, a particular department, what concepts to do and what the web team does and how long it takes. for various types of content. And then there's, so that's, I don't know if there's an end date for any of this, but there's high-level recommendations that are to come out of this, but we don't have a timeline yet. I think we're just in the exploratory phase.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right.
Heidi, do you have any more other comments?
No, I think, Ariel, just for next steps, did you want to just send an email about some of the points that we've just discussed here on this call?
Okay, sure.
But thank you very much for your time on a Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Jim, for you.
All right. My pleasure. Good to hear from you, Heidi.
Nice to hear from you. So, yeah, so we'll be in touch. Thank you very much, Ariel. I mean, Ariel, do you have anything else to say?
I think so far so good. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks,
guys. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.